to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm here with my main man, Mr. B.
Hola.
You got the Harvey shirt, the Harley shirt
I
on.
Do. I represent your kids the best.
You really
those
do.
Those are them big old loud piping.
I know.
60 sweating pan head, shovel head, whatever you want to call them.
I was around a lot of them this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was. I just got away for a little bit, but, you know, actually had to take my work with me, so
that's
I don't know
good,
how
but-
away that
that's
was,
good.
But,
that's good.
Yeah.
You can never leave the Dr. Pat Show behind.
Well, you know, we've got so many commitments, especially
that's
for
good.
The holistic makeover.
Yep.
And for those of you that are not familiar with what we're doing, imagine if you're kind of like Benny and, you know, you have something that you want to change in your life, whatever that might be, body, mind, or spirit.
Am I changing right now? Am I got something in mind?
I don't know. I don't know. You're so perfect as you are.
Aw.
Honey, why hasn't anybody put you up for The Bachelor? I just submitted your name the other day. They did. They have a 1-800 number that you can call, and I submitted your name.
You don't think they would think that's a spin towards the media that I'm already in?
What? No, dude.
For future...
No.
Play on of... No,
not at all.
That's good.
What is it? You know, we can't discriminate against bachelors.
No, I know.
That would be discrimination.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're about as eligible as anybody,
that's
dude.
That's true. You know, it's not a... I don't know if I'd really want to do that, though. Because it's like 6 weeks of cameras in your face. You really can't get that romantic with someone if you're really trying.
Have you been watching?
Well...
Okay.
Those guys are... Steel. They are rock solid.
But you know what, honey? Your charm and your presence.
Thanks.
You give me a break. You know what I'm saying? You are so perfect for TV. I could actually
laugh.
Had this little dream. Okay, can I share my little dream?
Yeah,
and
well,
then I'll let everybody know what
good.
Our lineup
I
is for the week.
I really can't stop you. I mean,
I'll
I guess
her,
I could.
I'll let everybody know what the lineup is for the week. And, you know, part of this is... You know, when you look at these shows, especially The Bachelor, and we want to congratulate definitely The Bachelorette. I know Jason was on Chat with Women today, and we're looking to have him on later on this week. But part of the deal is that, you know, you are fully exposed. I mean, you get out there and there's a lot that happens. And then there are questions around, you know, can you meet someone and truly fall in love? Well, you know, some of those worked and some of those weren't working. And, you know, I mean, you know, you're watching it. I think you're watching it last night and you're watching the other guy from the UK there with his fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're thinking and all of a sudden somebody says, do you think they're going to make it? I mean, there's like an energy and a vibration, but, you know, whatever works for people is what I love. But, you know, for us, we have put together the Body, Mind, Spirit Makeover. And, you know, part of that is to, and we're going to be selecting at least 3 listeners. Hopefully we'll be able to select more. It depends on the number of people that sign up to, you know, sponsor the show mm-hmm. and work mm-hmm. with folks. But it's important that we look at change from the inside out. I don't know about you, but every time I've tried to change from the outside in, that was like a big blunder.
Nah, I wouldn't even try that.
It doesn't work. Well, it's easier to do.
Well, it might be also, you know, satisfying for the first like 5 or temporary time. 5 minutes, I would say.
Yeah, 5
minutes. Ooh, look at my haircut. 5 minutes later, why did I do that?
Right. Right. Oh, let me try the Master Cleanse and shed 11 pounds in 2 hours.
And then you just
and
gain
then,
it all back.
Yeah, there
next
you
week,
go.
Because food really tastes good.
Yeah, after you're sucking on lemon juice for about 10 days, it's like,
wow.
Okay, bring me the burger.
Uh-huh.
Mm, extra cheese.
Double stacked cow. beef.
So anyway, you know, the holistic makeover is... something that we're doing. If you go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, you will be able to see that there's a link right on the homepage, or you can simply go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com, Or for body, mind, spirit, you can go to bmsmakeover.com. And it'll take you to a couple of pages, which will give you some information. And in order for you to submit your name, it's really easy. We've created a really cool little survey. And what we're asking you for is a little information and for you to tell your story. Talk about telling your stories. Now, Glenn had a guest on the previous hour, and I want to make sure that we keep our commitment because they ran out of time and couldn't give out the guest's website, correct, Benny? And we all collaborate here. So this is one of these collaboration efforts. For those of you that were listening to Glenn's show, I want to make sure that you have the website of the last guest that was on the show, which is www.lazyway.net. www.lazyway.net. And I think they forgot to give that out because that happens sometimes. We're busy. We're busy and we forget. Just like I forgot what I was talking about, but it's not hard for me. I'll talk again. Let's pull a card and set the intention for the week. I got a jumper. I should keep that card.
Well, remember, we're supposed to keep jumpers in our lives. Spin that on how you want.
I'm not saying a thing about it. We pull prosperity cards every week. And as a matter of fact, I've started to pull them every day again. And we're giving out these decks of cards from Heidi Bayer. So we'd love to connect with you. I'm actually giving out a deck right now to the first caller that calls in that can relate to this card that I have right here. We have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny is just going to pick you up hot and bring you up on the air, 1-800-930-2819. We've got a deck of cards to give away. This is actually one of my favorite cards, Benny. It is the Prosperity Law number 2. And this is a card that obviously I needed to have for today, but it is action is the active ingredient that transforms my goals into reality. Action is the active ingredient that transforms my goals into reality. So set out with clear goals and positive expectations, then watch for guidance and take action. Being courageous enough to act on your intuition brings your goals into reality. And Heidi has created not only an entire deck of these cards, but she has created a book. I've been trying to get Heidi on the show so that we can have her talk about her book. But, you know, she's like a musician. And so not only is she doing music, but she's doing other things. So she created these in 1992. And so as a result of it, I call her a pioneer in prosperity consciousness. If you want to find out more about these, you can go to www.prosperitycards.com. Prosperitycards.com. And so, you know, what I love is I love the way that we are able to step into our lives and step away. Benny, have you ever done something in your life where it just didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, and so you decided that you had to walk away from it? You ever do that? Isn't it tough to walk away from things that you're really attached to?
Yeah. Gosh, I'm trying to think, like, one in particular. Well, I guess a particular project for the house, you know?
Yeah.
Where you devote so much time, like, I know, like, last summer I built a deck, right? And I wanted to go crazy with it, but I could only go half crazy with it because of fundage.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you spend a lot of time with it, but you're like, you know what? It looks good right now. Don't worry. It'll look better when you're ready for the rest of it. So, for me, that was tough because I did. I spent, like, all summer working on it.
I like the idea that we do that. Have you ever walked away from something and at the time, it was really hard to walk away from, but then after you did, it was like a whole new world showed up for you?
Yeah, because I always have my heart set on one project and I want to finish it. That can be relationship, too, wise.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well,
you know,
I think you were trying to pull it out of me.
I submitted you for The Bachelor.
Right.
They come right on the screen and they say, do you know anyone that would make a good bachelor? And I'm like, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
I think you'd be like super.
I don't know if I could still do that, though.
You know?
I don't know. I see a lot of stuff. I don't know. I'll just come out and say a lot of stuff gets twisted in TV lately, and I don't know if I want to be twisted.
So what you're saying is they don't show you the whole deal.
Right.
They're kind of
There's producers working on that end that cut and paste and kind of spin things
a
little differently.
You know what I didn't get? I didn't get last night with the show?
What?
The Bachelorette.
You
know what I didn't get?
I'm waiting.
I didn't get her having that conversation with, what's his name? Jeremy.
Okay. He's the lawyer, right?
Was he
the lawyer?
He was the attorney.
The attorney.
I felt really bad for him.
Yeah.
I felt bad for all of them. I do. I feel bad for all of them.
Well, see, that's the thing.
I even felt bad for Twilly or whatever his name is. Yeah.
You're into it more than I am.
I mean, you know, I have to. I'm in media. I have to pay attention.
Hypothetically speaking, if I was on the show, would you watch me?
You got to be kidding. I'd be there with you, honey. I would be like your PRist. Your public relations.
Benny, don't answer that. you just kind of come off to the side of the camera. Benny, don't answer that.
If she gives you the rose and she wants to give you the rose.
Yeah.
Okay, Benny, so like make like you don't want it, okay? Like when you go up there and she wants to give you like the rose.
You give
and you're like, da-na-na.
Play-by-play from the ear. I'll have those little earpiece in, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, Benny, my love, would you like this rose? And then the music starts. Da-na-na, da-na-na. And Benny's like, oh, let me think about it for a minute. To be continued.
Conveniently enough, you got the Jeopardy theme going. And then, of course, maybe Alex would probably step in. Benny, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Wrong answer. We've got a fabulous show. You think that we're having a good time here. Wait till Vanda Michalowski joins us. Dr. Dennis Hughes joining us right up. A Parent's Guide to Skin Cancer in Children. If you don't think this is an issue, let us remind you, not only is it an issue, but it's something to pay attention to now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Dr. Friedemann joining us later on today. Karen Bentley, The Secrets, Oprah Winfrey, Christy Alley, and Carney Wilson need to know and forgot to ask. We got it all coming up on the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah.